right, Pookie, I must go educate tomorrow's leaders.
All right, go on to teach the world, baby. Now remember, Friday is the birthday dinner, so don't accept any dates from little munchkins.
I remember the dinner. Just the two of us. Mm-hmm. So romantic.
And intimate?
Now it's my birthday. Now you know me, Dwayne. Less is more.
Since when? Get out of here.
You're so funny. You ought to be on Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, well, call up Russell and see what we can do.
Kim! Kim!
Hey, listen. Okay, listen. I added a few more people I think Whitley would want there.
Wow, that many, huh?
Look at the more people, the more attention for Whitley. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just say, let's buy a mirror and call it a day.
No. No, my baby deserves this birthday bash. She's gonna be so surprised. I gotta think we're going to a restaurant, a little romantic dinner for two. Yeah. But I'm gonna tell her, baby, I left my briefcase at the pit.
Oh, that's good.
She gonna be so surprised. She gonna be like, Dwayne, 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 Dwayne.
Now listen here, mademoiselle. Je cherche la. Now do you see where I'm going? Cherche la femme.
He. Mademoiselle. Je cherche le Louvre. She.
C'est de l'autre côté de la rue, monsieur.
He. Merci, mademoiselle. Now see, that's how it's supposed to go. Professor, I'm sorry, I can't work with these people.
I see that. Mademoiselle Devaux, I suggest you meditate on the word fraternité. It means brotherhood, working together, getting beyond moi.
Oui, madame.
Now, who will be my next volunteer?
Oh!
Ah, oh, Monsieur Walker! And Mademoiselle Brown! Mademoiselle Brown! Now, Terrell. You will be the waiter, le garçon. And Charmaine, you shall be the customer. Fabulous. Allez-y, les enfants. Allez.
Garçon, garçon. J'ai rougesse manger.
Bonjour, madame. Comment allez-vous? Ah, Jordi.
Très bien, maïs, chahine, faïne.
Quoi? Est-ce qui coule? Voudrais vous manger?
J'ai vous manger un petit chien.
Oh, no more. Please, I beg you. Charmaine, you are not going to eat a little dog for dinner. Go to your seats in shame. Such a gutter stuff.
She told you, girl.
Now, as I return your quizzes, let me inform you that your midterm will be on Friday and it's oral. Please make individual appointments with me.
Hold up. A D? How can I get a D if you grade on a curve?
Because Mademoiselle Devaux got a perfect score.
It's lonely at the top.
Dismissed.
What did you get, Charmaine?
Oh, this is C where my grade should be. There must be a mistake. Excuse me, Professor, there's a misprint on my test.
Face la musique, chérie. You received a C. And may I suggest that Mr. Walker and you find a tutor tout de suite.
A C? Oh, gosh, I'm having breathing trouble.
Oh, gosh.
Huh? I have a 4.0 to protect, Gina.
Yeah, me too.
Not anymore.
We still on for tonight, Lena?
Most definitely. I rented some movies. They didn't have Beauty and Beast, so I got Beethoven and Home Alone.
Well, Lena, why didn't you just rent Mary Poppins? Look, Lena, just because we're not getting busy doesn't mean you have to hit the kitty, right?
You want to be alone in a dark room with me watching She's Gotta Have It?
I never saw Home Alone.
Generate.
Is that your mating call? Or you just got phlegm?
Well, I'm practicing my French, Mr. Gaines.
Oh.
Bonjour, Mr. Gaines.
Oh, no, I'll bonjour right back to you, Frenchie.
Je voudrais en passant et bonjour, Toronto.
Oh, and what does that mean?
It means she knows French and we don't. I gotta admit, first time in my life, I stink.
Well, I can write it, I just can't speak it.
Don't worry, girl, you can just carry a blackboard around Paris.
Who ain't a jerk?
all right, girlfriend. I won't make you beg this time. Mademoiselle Gina is available for tutoring, so we can start now.
And me come to you for help in something scholastic? Not in this lifetime.
Fine. Terrell, I guess it's just me, you, and your little D.
Gina, me and my D don't need a tutor with an attitude.
It's just as well, Terrell, because French is the language of love, which means you'll never know it.
That means you'll speak it to anybody.
Okay, Terrell, for the fifth time, how do you say hat?
Chat.
Oh! That means cat. I need an aspirin.
Oh, when are you coming back?
Never!
J. G. Jew. Joe. Joe. Wait a minute.
Years as the president of the Hillman French Club, I have never encountered two such hopeless cases. The night simply isn't long enough. Here's your $20, babe.
Bonjour, mesdames. Viva la France.
Je m'appelle Charmaine. Je m'appelle la Mavelle.
Bonjour, mesdames.
Je m'appelle la Mavelle.
Viva la France.
Je m'appelle la Mavelle.
Bonjour, mesdames.
I'm a veil. You do. We go veil. I'm a veil.
We go veil.
Can you hear me, Brad?
Bert, make baby sound.
Okay,
That sounds like a sheep. I said baby sound.
Wow.
That's good. Come on in. This is great. Yeah, I love this thing. I love this baby monitor, you know?
Okay.
Now, with this, we'll be able to hear Monty's first words no matter what room we're in. This
first
is going to be great. Yeah, come on,
man. Come on, Terrell. Stay with me. Think of your GPA. Come on.
Give me a break, Charmaine. We've been up all night.
Look, at least if we knew the questions in advance. I mean, is she going to quiz us on vocabulary words, make us recite verbs, do a dialogue? What?
I'm ready to pay some tutors to put on disguises and take the test for us.
It's cheating, Terrell. That's despicable, disgusting. Besides, you'll never find anybody cute enough to be me.
Yeah, I got the home. Is it on?
It's on.
Yeah, it's on.
That's right. I loved it.
What's better than a French tutor? A baby monitor.
Matumbo with the slam.
Oh, but Barkley come back with the rebound.
Yeah.
He come down the court. He fake, he dribble, elbow over in the head. Barkley for three.
Hey, what are you doing? Watch out, man.
Wayne, are these your papers or Whitley's?
Those are Whitley's. Why?
Well, I thought the party was a surprise.
What do you mean?
Well, this looks like the guest list.
In her handwriting. Whitley is in on her own surprise party.
Oh, sookie, sookie.
Uh-uh, not this time. Whitley wants a surprise. For a birthday, I'm gonna give her one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how come I'm not on the list?
I can't cheat. I don't know what I was thinking.
You think about that big fat C. Hey, look, Charmaine, it's simple. Gina comes down the stairs, we drop this half of the baby monitor in her backpack, off she goes to class, and we trail her by up to 50 feet, and booyah. Instant knowledge of what's on the test, come on.
I can't do it, Terrell.
Hey, look at this face. Can't you see it's hurt my conscience, too?
No.
But you'd have been better prepared for the test if it had been written, right?
Right, I mean, we worked as hard as any two people could, right?
Right. And Gina's family's from Martinique. She grew up speaking French. That's cheating.
Right. No, wait. I can't do it. Never have, never will.
Bonjour, mes amis. Quelle heure est-il, Charmaine?
Yeah, you look fine.
I asked what time it was.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock, Gina.
Oh, time for my exam and time for you to drop French, eh?
Look, Gina, I don't blame you for not wanting to help us. I know it's our responsibility to learn and improve on our own, but look, I just want to put this ugly incident behind us and get back to being friends, all right?
All right, that's so touching. Touching, truly touching. But I can't help you, homie.
Au revoir.
You just did. Au revoir.
Okay, Kimmy, this is good. You added the name to the guest list that I wanted. Now, did you dissuade Dwayne from getting those big old buckets of greasy fried chicken?
Yes, you got your shrimp platter.
Fresh, not frozen.
You know, Whitley, once again, I am so sorry you managed to lasso me into this mess. You know, I should have told Dwayne the moment you found out about the surprise party.
You did the right thing, Ethel. Calm down. How else would I get the party that I wanted? Besides, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for Dwayne.
Come again?
Just think how excited he'll be when I walk into this room full of adoring people and my brand new dress from my mama. Now I practice three surprise looks. Watch. Three is the best one, I think.
Hi.
Don't invite her.
Let us start with the conversation at the grocery store. Quand vous voulez préparer le petit déjeuner, qu'achetez-vous?
Très bien. J'achète du lait, j'achète un pain au chocolat.
What's wrong with this iron thing? What, did you put fresh batteries in here?
Yes.
Well, maybe they haven't started the test yet.
Are there voices coming from your bag?
J'achète du lait, j'achète le jus d'orange,
le... Turn up the volume.
That sounds like Terrell.
Look, I don't get this. We're supposed to be hearing something. Maybe we're not close enough.
Oh, yes, you are. It says the transmitter's effective up to 50 feet.
Well, is this the transmitter?
Yes, the transmitter.
Or the... No, Terrell, stop talking now.
Professor Porter, look what we just found.
Oh, Mundu, Mundu. Oh, Mundu.
Hey, baby, let's go.
Yes, let's go out to dinner.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
My briefcase.
What about it?
I left it at the pit.
The pit? Oh. How inconvenient.
Baby, would you mind if we swung by and got it?
No, let's go to the pit. Okay, Dwayne, you realize I could have just waited in the car.
Oh, baby, I need you to help me find my briefcase.
Okay, I'll help.
That's it. Come on, baby, help me look.
Maybe it's in the kitchen.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Hey, what? Baby.
Huh?
I got it.
Funny?
Oh, nothing. It was something I was thinking about from earlier. Come on, baby. Let's go.
Where?
To the restaurant. It's right down the street.
Oh.
Hit the lights for me, baby.
Hit the lights?
Yeah. Whitley!
Come on, Charmaine. Nobody thinking about you.
I feel so humiliated.
You think I'm proud of what we did? I haven't cheated since third grade.
Well, I feel like the whole school is talking about us.
I said ain't nobody thinking about you.
Whoa, Miss Thing. You got caught cheating today, didn't you?
Except her.
I didn't know you had it in you, Miss Goody Goody.
Shh, please.
Now, Charmaine, now I know it's completely unlike you to stoop to such contemptible deceit. But you see, our God is a forgiving God.
Wow. Yes,
and you know what else? The hardest part is going to be forgiving yourself. Good luck, sister.
Oh,
woe is me.
Well, at least Professor Porter isn't going to report us to the honor board.
Well, we got an F on our midterms, Terrell.
Damn, you're a bad influence on me.
Well, if it isn't America's most stupid.
I might not have done this if it hadn't been for you acting all high and mighty, Gina.
How do you think it made me feel when you made fun of me in math class, Charmaine?
How terrible. I mean, I just felt bad because you were doing better than me. I didn't know I could be so ugly.
Oh, come on now. I've seen you in the morning. I'm sorry, Charmaine.
I'm sorry, too.
I didn't mean to go there. I just felt so good being better than you for once.
But I gotta go hit the books. I gotta work my tail off to even get a passing grade, all right?
I'll help you.
You will?
Yeah, I'll help you.
Mercy.
This is not Marvin Gaye, it's Merci.
Oh, Merci.
Yeah, you're gonna need a lot of help.
Hey, baby, you're not eating.
I'm just overwhelmed by the ambiance.
Glad that way. You keep looking at the door. Are you expecting somebody?
No.
You sure?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I have a surprise for you.
I knew it. I knew it, Dwayne. I knew
happy
it.
Happy Easter. Happy 4th of July. I hope you're happy with your birthday bean pie. Now, blow that out.
No, baby. I wrote that, baby. I wrote that. Happy Easter, happy 4th of July. Hope you happy with your birthday.
What are you doing at my party?
Party? What party?
Don't play games with me, Dwayne.
Don't play games with you.
Where is everybody? What'd you do with it?
Wait, are you telling me that you know something about some party?
Perhaps.
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 How about you just say, honey, I planned the whole thing.
Okay. So what if I did? I deserve it. I've been to hell and back this year. I spent my honeymoon in the L.A. riots. I've been living with your thrift shop furniture. I lost my job. I went to unemployment for the very first time in my entire life. I've been teaching those little monsters and flipping flat chicks. You bitch, you pretty, I planned this party. Now, I got my hair done, and I got my new dress on, and I want my party. I want my shrimp.
What about me, baby?
I invited you.
I. I'm talking about, what about me, huh? Who was there with you through the riots and the robberies?
You were.
Okay.
And I love you, Dwayne. It's because of this love that I just want you to give the best surprise party you've ever given me.
Whitley, you can do better than that. What's the matter with you? You didn't think that my party would be good enough? So what, you get chicken instead of shrimp? Why didn't you let me do it for you, Whitley? I would have liked to try. You got a control problem, baby.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. What'd you do at my party?
I canned the party.
You canned it?
Yes. That's what I said, isn't it? I canned the party.
Excuse me.
You want that chicken to go, baby?
Hey, baby. Put this in the refrigerator for me, please.